another opportunity for you to understand what's been going on over this past week. The week in focus, the week in review, a strong overview of what's happened in the News Talk Radio world, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Also, you can find Talkers Radio there, Talkers Television. Basically, it's a whole overview. The approach Michael has had for decades is to understand what's going on in the talk world by monitoring a lot of the stations, knowing the hosts. Michael and I had a conversation yesterday about some of the people that have been around for a long time that are doing talk radio that are really good, wholesome, solid people. We have a lot of really good people, and you and I are cheerleaders for the format anyway, but there are a lot of really interesting, neat people, and we don't really, the people that listen on the air think they know who these hosts are, and I'm not saying that you don't really, but there is a wrinkle, if you will, there's a fashion that those of us, this is a very small industry, and pretty much all of us know one another. And it's nice to be able to get along when we have our conferences. For example, next month in New York, you've got the, this year, I don't know if we call it a convention. What is it, a get-together? What do you call this Talkers Magazine get-together?
We call it a few things. We call it, first of all, it is a convention.
Is it?
We also call it a conference, and we also call it a seminar, but it is a convention.
All right. Seminar I kind of like, because a lot of the issues that affect all of us one way or another. Well, just before we get into our overview of the stories, the hot hits this week in talk radio, what will be some of the highlights? What will be some of the things? Because I know a lot of people who are fans of the format go to talkers.com every day. They kind of nose around and look and see what's happening with some of their favorite hosts. Maybe they learn about somebody they didn't know anything about before, who's in X city and he's moving to Y city, and that kind of stuff is what you follow. But what do we need to know? What do we learn about these people via their participating, let's say, in an event like the Talkers event in June in New York?
We learn where they stand on issues of the industry. We are a trade publication. I mean, when you talk to people listening to this program about what I do and what we do, it could sound to the uninitiated like we're just super fans or that we do this for the listeners. No, we're a trade publication. Our audience are people in the industry to learn about what's going on in the industry. So when I appear on a program such as this, we're really giving people a peek at behind the scenes of what's going on in the business from the perspective of that business. So at our conferences, the things that come out are how people feel about the business, what their opinions are, what the latest issues are. And like any industry, it could be the automotive industry, the agricultural industry, the fashion industry. It is a business. And these people have careers and they have, you know, incomes and personal issues. And that's what we deal with.
So it's, you know, I mean, it's life in a sense.
Yeah.
It's just life.
It is. It's, you know, without seeming elitist, it's not open to the public. It's our conferences are purely for people in the business so that people can talk about it without entertaining. There's nothing entertaining about when we get together.
I don't know about that.
Well, but what I'm trying to
there's
say
some drama sometimes
is
created
not
by one host meeting another host, and sometimes there's a little friction between them. I guess I'm thinking about Michael Savage and Sean
Hannity.
Yeah, the kind of stuff that created it. But well, never mind. I was going to say something, but I'll keep it to myself. You were saying, go ahead.
What I'm saying is that you can find entertainment in anything, but I'm just trying to give the listeners a picture of where I'm coming from,
right,
in terms of why I'm here talking about the subjects. I don't come to this table as an opinionator, a bloviator, someone trying to save the world, someone trying to bring down a politician or espouse a certain political point of view. I'm here just to basically talk about what's being talked about and perhaps what the different issues are attendant to that subject.
Isn't that a great word, bloviator?
Yeah,
is that something that we can find in the dictionary, think?
Bloviator. I don't know if it's in the dictionary, but it sure should be.
Yeah.
bloviator. That's somebody I gather from the sound of it. It's one of those words that sound like what it means. That, yeah. You know, the word blow
right.
indicates hot air. Yeah. Theater is like an aviator. It flies. It's like a hot air balloon.
Bloviator.
You know in Albuquerque where they have the annual hot air balloon festival and the sky is full of hot air balloons? It's beautiful, all different colors and they're floating around. That's sort of what our conferences are like. It's like the Albuquerque Hot Air Balloon Festival. All the bloviators float into New York and bring their gas bags with them.
All right, there you go. All right.
How's that?
That's very good. A quick overview of the stories. Then we'll get into the stories in depth. The top 10, Michael, from number 10 to number 1, according to Talkers Magazine's research this week.
Yes. Shall we begin?
Yeah, we'll take them. Let's go through the list quickly, and then we'll go back and highlight some of the things that you think are hot.
I got time for quick 10? Here we go.
A quick 10.
At number 10, we have the FCC and net neutrality tied with Major League Baseball action. And there's also a lot of talk about the National Basketball Association's finals. At number 9, we have House Benghazi testimony. At number 8, Russia's Ukraine aggression. Deadly Midwest tornadoes at number 7. Number 6, U.S.-Israel relations and John Kerry's apartheid comment. At number 5, Obamacare criticism. At number 4, Obama's Asia trip. At number 3, the 2016 presidential race tied with midterm elections. At number 2, weak economic growth report. And number 1, very, very different than we usually have, the Sterling Clippers controversy, and that's tied with a related subject, race relations. Number 1 this week.
All right, yeah, a lot of great conversation there. And because you love sports talk radio and it's doing so well, this has bridged that gap between sports talk radio and regular talk radio, if you will, issue-oriented talk radio, has all of the marking, great drama. There's all kinds of angles, and we'll go over some of them as to why this has become such a fascinating focus of Americana. 14 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails. Savor our seared ahi tuna with wasabi guacamole, featuring lime caught South Pacific tuna, or our vine ripened heirloom tomato salad. And for dessert, enjoy our light and delicate ginger panna cotta with fresh strawberries. This Mother's Day, simply purchase $50 in gift cards for mom and receive a $10 bonus card. Available at your local P.F. Chang's or online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
I'm going for groceries
to Grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going for shopping. fishing, skipping stones, going out, going home. Love in the moments that we share. We've got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
888-302-3684. Should you like to discuss some of these issues with Michael Harrison while he is here? I'm Doug Steffen. We're looking at the charts for the week of April 28th to May 2nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. So the number one story has to do with Mr. Sterling and the Clippers and who's going to buy them. I think it's interesting that the NBA committee in charge of ownership has unanimously agreed to move forward to terminate Donald Sterling's ownership of the Clippers. He apparently is thinking otherwise because he's filed a $1 billion lawsuit against the Clippers and seems to want to sell the team to his wife and his son. Now, this has been something I have listened to the conversation on a couple of talk radio shows and programs. I have not listened to sports talk radio. Is there any difference to the approach? You're close to some of these sports
talk radio. Yeah, in sports talk radio, they're talking more about the constitution of the NBA and the professional sports as to what obligations do owners of teams have to the league and what power does the league have over the owners, even the players. They sign contracts that puts them into almost a separate government. When you hear players and owners and coaches are fined $25,000, $50,000 for this infraction or for that, you say, wow, imagine being in a business relationship or working for someone who can fine you thousands of dollars, $500,000, and they sign contracts or ironclad contracts when they get into that business that basically gives the league or the team the authority to do that. So that's been a lot of the discussion. Of course, then it goes to how will it affect the playoffs. The Clippers are involved in the playoffs right now. It's a very big, important time of the year in the basketball world, and they're conflicted. They have their loyalty to the fans. They have the loyalty to each other and their pride, but they are working for this man. And there's a tremendous amount of conflict in that regard and how it will affect the outcome of the play and the Clippers' position as a serious contender is also being talked about on Sports Talk Radio.
To what end, conclusion-wise, what do you hear from some of these people that they feel that the NBA acted openly, was the right word, open-handedly
in the NBA,
or above board?
Yeah.
Or underhandedly?
In the sports world and in the NBA, it's almost unanimous that the Commissioner Silver, I'm blanking on his first name at the
Adam.
He did the right thing, yeah, by imposing a very, very strict penalty on Sterling.
Is this because, let's look at the actual politics of this, Michael, because a lot of black members keep the interest in the team and the activity of the game going, and if without them being in the game falls apart. Is that part of the practical reality here?
What exactly are you asking me?
I'm asking you whether or not the team owners are afraid that the blacks will stop playing well if they don't get their own way.
I don't know to what degree that's a concern. The white players seem to be equally outraged. And
well, it was outrageous. The whole thing was outrageous. But
yeah,
the guy has
whether or not this is a black-white issue. You have to understand, in basketball, it's predominantly black.
Yeah.
And they get paid enormous amounts of money.
Yeah.
There's no discrimination in basketball.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on behind the scenes here for sure.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now 23 after the hour, as the review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, continues. Here, as he is every week at this time, with us, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The number two item this week, as you enumerated them for us quickly a few minutes ago, is the report that came out regarding the economy, the government's big monthly jobs report out maybe April, better than March. The president and members of the administration, when they look at like a 0.1 growth, 0.1% growth in the first quarter, blame it on the bossa nova. No, I'm sorry. They blame it on the on the weather.
I've always blamed it on the bossa nova. I think you found the answer.
With the money, there are three basic distinct sort of properties that News Talk Radio has. One of them is issue-oriented sort of political talk radio. One of them has to do with the business world, a lot of business and money talk shows and stations, and then there's sports. So I wonder if this economic report, which doesn't look too good for the administration, gets taken by the money people. Are there political sides to the stations that carry this sort of money format, the business
there's
news?
A political side to everything, Doug. Politics permeates everything. The business talk radio stations talk more about what does this mean to you economically, these economic figures, as opposed to down with Obama and elect this guy. It's not as blatantly partisan, but it does have partisan overtones, obviously. The news talk stations do less about the nuts and bolts dollars and cents figures because, frankly, the hosts are not experts at that.
Right.
And they talk in more broad strokes. Partisan terms, but you know, remember Reaganomics, Obamacare. Right. They put a name on it. They put a person and very very broad strokes demonization of a political party, and that's the way it is in the issues oriented area. Mm-hmm. More nuts and bolts, how it affects you, what you should do in the business end. But everything is political. There's even politics and sports, and. It's politics is a funny thing. Everything becomes political.
Right.
It's a matter of how wonky you want to be. How's that for a word? You know, wonk.
Wonk. Yes.
You know, people that are wonks are people that just immerse themselves in all the little details of politics and think everybody else thinks that way. The wonks believe everybody's a wonk. They don't realize that they are wonks.
They're a wonk. Everywhere a wonk, wonk.
Today, the second word of the day that we use in our industry is bloviator and wonk.
All right. So we have bloviators.
and wonks.
And wonks.
Sometimes the wonks are bloviators. There's nothing worse than a bloviating wonk.
Or a wonking boviator.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Those things are horrible. All right, let's get to number three. I don't know how much a short trip we want to give to this. Seems to be the same story week in and week out about who's running for president and the fact that I think the big story this week was John Boehner. A lot of people in the Republican camp saying he will not be the Speaker of the House next year. Comes about as a result of who wins, but also the people inside the Republican Party not much anymore in favor of him staying in that job, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, the Republican Party is obviously split between the neocons, the strong right-wing conservatives, and those that they call rhinos, Republicans in name only. And the conservatives have always had that kind of a battle as to who's conservative enough for whom, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very arrogant. That's me saying that because I believe, I used to be a Republican in name only because of the way certain people look at social issues. Issues that are none of their business.
Republicans have got to really find the core of their identity and then develop it.
Right. I think that's the problem that they face as we go into midterm elections. Part of the conversation that pretty much is an important core to what the number three item this week is in our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on special members, please, and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Conversation courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine that overview the big items, the talk topics of the week. Michael Harrison comes in and joins us each week at this time from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We've gone through the top 10. Now we're sort of taking them apart here and there, a little bloviation on our own.
It takes one to know one.
Yes, it certainly does. Okay. So, Mr. Obama went to Asia this past week and managed to cause a stir for a number of reasons. Went to the Malaysian president's house. He didn't go to China. So we tie a number of things together. It was sort of a G7 meeting. It used to be G8, but the Russians aren't allowed now. So it was a G7 meeting of sorts, was it not?
Yeah, it'll eventually be a G1.
Yeah, right.
it'll be a lowercase G.
Yes, right. G.
Yeah, if you're going to ask me for dissecting this whole international intrigue, you got the wrong guy.
No, you know what? I was going to not bother because there's been a lot of talk about it, and I frankly found the whole thing a big bore. As I find a lot of the things that, so it's the same old when it comes to the leaders. But there's always a human interest side. And so the president met with Mrs. Merkel at the G7, and now she's coming to the White House for the weekend to stay in America and visit and spend some time with the president. But yet there is the commonality with the focus on Russia, because she and Pukin Putin, which is what I call him, Pukin Putin, they're friends, Merkel, and so she's trying to get Obama and Putin to be on the same page, but trying to get Russia on the page so that there isn't going to be a problem going forward. What everybody is ignoring is that what the Ukraine means to Russia. The capital of Kiev was actually the first capital of the old Russia. And so what Putin wants to do is put the old, not necessarily Soviet Union back together again, but put the old Russia back together again. And the Europeans understand that better than the Americans. I don't think any of the Americans even know that that was the case. So now Mrs. Merkel comes, they're trying to get Puke and Putin onto the same page with the G7. And the subtext here is that Mrs. Merkel is completely annoyed still with Obama because he hasn't given her a good reason for tapping her phone. So that's how they get together. They'll smile and it'll be all sweet. But behind the scenes, she's still steaming about the NSA intercepting her phone calls.
So wouldn't you be?
Yeah, I am, because they've intercepted mine and yours.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they found out all of our top secrets.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you, if I were a world leader, mm-hmm. I would be paranoid. I would be afraid to talk on any phone. I'd be afraid of everything in that regard. I would be totally paranoid that somebody would be monitoring me, that somebody would be listening in, that somebody would be watching.
Really?
Of course. I mean, first of
you
all...
You mean you got something to hide, Michael? Yeah, I love these people saying, they can listen to my phone. I got nothing to hide. What kind of moronic way of looking at the issue is that?
Yeah, I love when people say that. They can read my mind.
Yeah,
I got nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide. Right. Yeah. That's the same as the issue last week.
Nothing to worry about.
Well, but you see, people miss what the real information is here. Like last week, when everybody was, again, back to race relations and having the people in Michigan think that affirmative action has gone down, that's what we voted on. That isn't what the Supreme Court voted on at all. The Supreme Court voted on whether or not you in the state of Michigan have the right to vote on any issue. Affirmative action just happened to be the vote that was challenged, but the vote that came from the Supreme Court had nothing to do, not one word, about affirmative action in the Supreme Court ruling. It was all about having the right to vote on issues, and it's fascinating.
The distortion is amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
The news media, so... took that thing and whipped it around and made a mockery of their institution.
The problem all goes back to journalism. I view things from the media perspective. That's my business. That's my expertise. I'm not an expertise in government. I'm not an expert in politics or economics. I'm an expert in media and news and journalism. And in my opinion, journalism has fallen short and continues to fall short. The problem being the economics of journalism. Most of the journalism in this country is now run as entertainment. Yeah. It panders to the public. It preaches to the choir. It does what it takes to make money. It does not have pride. It does not have standards. And that's what's wrong. And you cannot run an intelligent democracy with an uneducated public. And you have to have an independent journalism sector. The news has to be separate from the other sectors and stand independently.
Well, you know as well as I do, we have friends that are in the quote-unquote news business, and we've all heard from them, if they don't play nice with the White House, they don't get to sit in the front row, and they don't have access to administration. They play this game. I believe that the press and the news people that are in the White House ought not to be paid by you and me as taxpayers. They should be paid by the party that's controlling the White House, the Republicans, Democrats, because all it is manure that comes from these people that supposedly is the news, but it isn't. It's all aimed at making the boss look good. That's all it is.
And well, so if you know, and also they also have to cater to advertisers. They have to cater to sponsors. They have to cater to corporate America. Now, I'm not saying that this is easily rectified. I mean, the problems are that in a capitalistic society, you have to have strong ethics or it runs amok. Mm-hmm. I'm totally into capitalism.
Me too.
But not without some type of structure and guidelines, uh-huh. and not without ethics. Otherwise, it could be very dangerous.
Yep. All right, let's see where we are. Number five this week in your story list is the continuing criticism of the Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. There's all kinds of ways the advanced health care system, the insurance bill. It was all about the insurance business anyway. And that's what people are beginning to find out as now there is a move among doctors, you've heard this week, to just not take any government payments for anything. There is a large group that's brewing that is trying to figure out how they can run their practice without taking any Medicare, no supplement insurance, nothing, just cash. And the movement is growing.
Boy, oh boy, is our health care system now in disarray.
Yeah.
It was in disarray before, and now it's in greater
Worse.
Disarray.
Horrible. Horrible. I know somebody, as a matter of fact, who works for me on my farm. Who was a participant in the mask, you know, the Romney thing that was put together as the predecessor, and she is in to the mass healthcare bill, regulation, whatever the system is. And she went to the hospital with her lungs filled with fluid, basically couldn't walk, couldn't talk, could hardly breathe. She sat in the lobby of the emergency room for 4.5 hours. She could barely breathe. When they finally came up, oh my God, you're in horrible condition. They put her on a gurney. 4.5 hours. She sat in the waiting room
all the time.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
I wish I were smart enough to figure out the answer to this problem. I really do. I mean, it's easy to complain about, but boy, do we have to do some real serious thinking, meeting, exploring with open minds, and come up with a way to solve these problems.
But these egotists, they all keep claiming, this was the best thing, you just didn't do it right. You know, you listen to all the things that happen, and every week, where would we be if it weren't for all the mess-ups in government that all come back when it comes home to roost? The government's too big. There are too many people here. They don't know what they're doing. And so as a system that regulates itself, we are here to for better or worse, to take charge, aren't we? You are in charge. I'm in charge. That's what I was told as a kid growing up in civics class.
Yeah. Well, all the things we were taught in civics class don't seem to have any relationship to reality.
They don't even teach civics anymore.
Yeah. Social studies, remember
yeah.
that?
Right, yeah,
all
none of that stuff.
It will become a law.
All right, the number six item here is the John Kerry comment. And I don't know whether you, I mean, this guy has no sense of humor. You can just tell by looking at him. You've been around him before I've been around him. I don't get a sense of anything other than self-aggrandizement when I think about or see John Kerry. You?
Yeah. I have no respect for the man at this point. He's come a long way from being a guy that people used to look up to as a shining light of honesty, integrity. Even in Massachusetts, where he was so popular, he beat popular Governor William Weld in a Senate race, if you remember that one.
Yeah.
Kerry was golden. I don't think he is anymore, obviously. Nah. He's found in lies. He's a real, he became everything that he used to stand against.
He's a bloviator.
He's a bloviator. But you know me, I have no love for politicians of any sort. I don't even like the good ones. I believe they have to be kept at bay and kept in check. Uh-huh. And that goes back to journalism. It comes back to the news and the media.
Right.
I don't like it when the media sucks up to any party or any politician. These people are dangerous. They have power over our lives. They send us to war. They have people die. They have power over our wealth, over our fortunes, over our health. Don't feel sorry for them. They should be scrutinized and held accountable minute to minute.
Great. What a wonderful way of putting it. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're discussing the top stories of the week. A couple of more to visit with as time allows us here.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing, the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Safe responsibly.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free. Are you still losing your your hair in the brush or the shower. Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Couple of more minutes here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The tornadoes, the weather, big discussion this week, and how does that tie to our format?
First of all, radio and weather go together. Not so much where you hear the weather, but radio comes into play as a first responder, as somebody you turn to as a lifeline when there's bad weather, when there are natural disasters, when the lights go out. You turn to radio, and radio should be doing better a job at it, and it's a big discussion within our industry of radio's role, because it seems that there are always natural disasters, and the weather is becoming a bigger and bigger issue as it becomes more and more, shall we say, unpredictable. That also ties into politics, which is a talk radio subject. So you have everything from radio as a service medium to radio as a platform for political discussion, all comes from the weather.
Yeah, and it's over and over again. All right, the other items here, we've had discussions about them ad nauseum. There's nothing new with the Russian aggression, the Benghazi thing. My God, just leave it. Will you go away with that? And net neutrality is so complicated that I just want to go to the list of people.
the top 10 people
from Talkers this week.
Okay, and this is kind of an overview of who the most talked about people are. Number 10, Tom Wheeler. 9, Vladimir Putin. 8, John Boehner. 7, John Kerry. 6, we have Jeb Bush, Paul Ryan, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul all tied. Hillary is at 5. Joe Biden's at 4. V. Stiviano at 3. Barack Obama is number 2. And number 1 is David Sterling.
Maybe Donald would be his brother. Donald Sterling is the big bad.
Did I say David Sterling?
That's all right. You're forgiven. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares, or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
When it comes to conversation, is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here to bring us up to date with legal issues from this past week, looking at the stories that have been put together by Talkers Magazine. But sometimes I manage to veer left or right or up or down. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is from, actually went to school at Boston College Law School. Now, he is a professor at Bentley, but also specializes in scams. And you can go to his website, scamaside.com, and check this every week. You need to check out these. Check yourself out as to what you know or don't know about scams on the Internet, scams in the paper, scams people come knock on your door, please help this person, all of that stuff. My God, it's everywhere. There are people who Michael Harrison and I came up with a good word today, Steve, bloviator. And we used it when we were talking about some of the people who are covering the number one issue this week on the program has to do with Donald Sterling and the Clippers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So let's just spend a minute talking about that from a legal ramification standpoint. The NBA doing what it is doing, people say, how can they violate this guy's freedom of speech without understanding this is a private club? They can do whatever they want to. It's, you know, he can say what he wants and suffer the consequences. There's no law, even though he's filed, what, a $1 billion lawsuit against them for defaming him and harassing him. And I mean, what do these all mean?
You know, actually, you're certainly right about the media's been all over this and missing a lot of the real facts that are involved
here. I'm surprised. What a shocker that is.
Yeah, but your starting point is absolutely correct in that the courts very often will defer to administrative procedures within particular, as you call them, like the private clubs. And this has gone on with Major League Baseball. It's gone on with the NCAA. And frankly, even if, and I think Sterling very well may file a lawsuit, you're right. He's not going to succeed there. Where he's really got something that hasn't been picked up, we keep hearing about the owner, Donald Sterling, of the Clippers. He's not the owner of the Clippers. There is a family trust of which he may be the controlling person, but it is the trust that owns the Clippers, and they did not make racist comments. To complicate it even further, he and his estranged wife, all they need to do is file for divorce, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did. By the way, he's a former divorce lawyer, which would tie up that asset in court. So if he really is the hardline guy they say, he can make life very, very difficult for the NBA.
All right. So the other thing is, now I understand it better, because I didn't know or haven't seen anywhere what you just explained. That's the news here, that there's a trust, actually, that owns the team. So all he has to do is either put somebody else in charge of the majority of the stock, or the voting stock, which could be his wife and his son, vote him out as the trustee in charge, and they put one of themselves as the trustee in charge, and he's no longer involved in basketball. He's satisfied with the NBA requirements are, and somebody else is running the trust that runs the team.
Yep, and not only that, if the NBA, if he did that, and the NBA still pushed on them hard, he could file an antitrust action against them that would just blow their minds. So this thing is far from over. I have a feeling that he's going to just end up making a lot of money from this, pressuring people and threatening them with this.
Right. It's just amazing when you turn. I mean, how much money comes to the bottom line because he owns the team and bought it for peanuts in 1981.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one thing. But the cash that comes in from the team, the way he runs it on the cheap, that kind of stuff. But the only thing that isn't a part of the law is what the players who are mostly black do with him still in control. They can make the team worthless by just basically not playing. So they all get traded. So what? The coach isn't a big fan of Sterling and his antics either. But as you've said, it seems like there's a way, and again, the news media has done a horrible and inexcusably bad job in bringing out the facts. Again, the info that you just gave us about the fact that the NBA can't force him out because he doesn't own the team in the first place.
Exactly.
So, who's been talking about that?
The research that's been done, it hasn't been particularly good by the media.
That's another shocker. Oof. All right, quick comment, 30 seconds on Wisconsin's law requiring voters to produce state-approved photo IDs being struck down by this judge in the U.S. District Court for Eastern Wisconsin.
You know, there are real good arguments on both sides of this. On the one hand, the question is, do we need that to solve a problem, or are we solving a problem that doesn't exist? Are poor people and people who don't have the voter IDs, are they being discriminated against? On the other hand, we want to have secure voting, and having some kind of identification doesn't seem to be that onerous.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.